Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Oppositional Defiant Disorder Activities, 100 Exercises Parents and Kids Can Do Together to Improve Behavior, Build Self-Esteem, and Foster Connection by Laura McLaughlin is a practical parenting resource focused on children with oppositional defiant disorder. It is designed as a hands-on activity book rather than a theoretical psychology text, and its purpose is to help parents and caregivers support children through structured, collaborative exercises. The book emphasizes that progress with ODD depends on consistency, patience, and a relationship-based approach. Instead of centering punishment or confrontation, it presents activities meant to strengthen emotional regulation, self-control, self-esteem, and parent-child connection. The content is especially relevant for families looking for concrete, easy-to-use tools that can be integrated into daily life. Its value lies in translating broad parenting principles into specific exercises that are accessible, low preparation, and centered on positive interaction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a parent-child activity framework built around ODD support. The central structure of the book is its use of shared activities as a way to support children with oppositional defiant disorder. This makes it different from books that focus mainly on diagnosis, behavior theory, or discipline systems. The exercises are intended to be done together, which matters because ODD often places strain on the parent-child relationship. By making the parent an active participant rather than a rule enforcer, the book shifts the focus from managing behavior in the moment to creating repeated opportunities for cooperation. This approach is practical because many families need tools that are simple enough to use regularly, not just ideas that sound good in theory. The emphasis on doing the exercises jointly also helps reduce the sense of conflict that can develop when a child feels controlled. And in that sense, the format itself is part of the intervention. The book uses connection as a vehicle for skill building, not as a secondary benefit. Secondly, teaching emotional regulation through structured practice. One of the book's most important themes is emotional regulation. Children with ODD often struggle not only with compliance, but with frustration tolerance, reactive emotions, and difficulty shifting out of oppositional patterns. The book responds to this by offering exercises that help children identify feelings, notice reactions, and practice self-control in a guided way. That is an important distinction, because emotional regulation is not something most children learn simply by being told to calm down. It requires repeated practice in manageable situations, ideally with adult support. The activity-based format allows parents to work on these skills without turning every difficult moment into a disciplinary battle. Instead of waiting for conflict and then reacting, the book encourages skill rehearsal in a calmer setting. This makes the content useful for families who want to address the emotional side of behavior, not just the visible defiance. The underlying logic is that stronger emotional awareness can reduce escalation and help children respond more flexibly when frustration appears. Thirdly, building self-esteem in children whose behavior often draws conflict. The book places notable emphasis on self-esteem, which is a meaningful choice in the context of ODD. Children who are repeatedly corrected, argued with, or labeled as difficult can internalize a negative sense of self, even when the adults around them are trying to help. McLaughlin's approach suggests that confidence and behavior are linked when children experience successful, positive interactions. They are more likely to engage constructively. The exercises are therefore not just about reducing problem behavior, but also about creating experiences that help children feel capable and valued. This matters because low self-esteem can intensify resistance, making children more likely to protect themselves through defiance. A book that only targets obedience may miss this deeper dynamic. By integrating self-esteem building into the activities, the book acknowledges that behavior change is easier when children do not feel defined by their struggles. The result is a more balanced parenting resource that addresses both the child's emotional experience and the family's behavior concerns. Fourthly, using empathy and connection instead of punishment-centered responses. Another key dimension of the book is its commitment to empathy-based parenting. The material presents ODD as a pattern that needs understanding and skill building, not simply stronger punishment. That positioning matters because harsh responses often escalate conflict with oppositional children, especially when power struggles are already established. The book's strategy is to replace confrontation with consistent, supportive interaction that preserves the relationship while still addressing behavior. This does not mean ignoring boundaries, rather, it suggests that boundaries work better when they are paired with warmth and predictability. The emphasis on connection also reflects a broader principle in behavior support. Children are more receptive to guidance from adults they trust. By centering empathy, the book offers parents an alternative to cycles of coercion, anger, and repeated escalation. Its practical value lies in showing that calm, structured engagement can be more effective than repeated punishments when the goal is long-term behavior change and relational repair. Lastly, accessible exercises with simple materials and realistic expectations. The book is designed to be easy to use, which is a major advantage for busy families. The activities are described as straightforward, using simple materials and clear instructions, so parents do not need specialized training to begin. That accessibility is important in parenting books because complicated methods can be difficult to sustain, especially when families are already managing stress. The book also appears to frame progress realistically, encouraging patience and consistency rather than promising quick fixes. This is a strength because ODD-related behavior usually improves gradually through repetition and stable routines, not through one-time interventions. The combination of low preparation exercises and realistic expectations makes the book practical for everyday use. It can function as a companion resource for parents who need concrete next steps, not just general advice. In the parenting and child behavior category, that practical orientation is one of the main features that distinguishes it from more abstract guides. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, caregivers, and family members who want a practical, relationship-centered way to support a child with oppositional defiant disorder. It is especially useful for readers who need concrete activities rather than broad advice, and for those who want to work on behavior without relying mainly on punishment or confrontation. The main benefits are its focus on emotional regulation, self-control, self-esteem, and connection, all presented in a format that is easy to start and repeat. That combination makes it more actionable than many general parenting books, and more family-oriented than clinical resources written primarily for professionals. Its strongest distinction is that it treats improvement as a shared process between adult and child, not just a demand placed on the child. For families dealing with persistent power struggles, this can offer a more workable and less adversarial model. In a category that often leans either toward diagnosis-heavy explanation or discipline-heavy advice, this book stands out for translating supportive parenting ideas into structured, usable exercises. If you would like to support Laura McLaughlin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.